This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome back. Our next guest, action-packed stunts and steamy love scenes on the hit series Outlander, has his fans in a frenzy. I would say a real lather, if you ask me. Oh, and that Scottish accent doesn't hurt either. The new season just premiered. I feel like I am the envy of the room. Please welcome Sam Heughan.
Oh, thank you. Hello. Nice to see you.
It's so nice to see you. I just drooled.
It's all right, I'm drooling as well.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm like, I just drooled. There goes my cool. I blow it every time. It's a better place to just start from reality.
Right, yeah.
The base reality. I drool.
Basic droolers, yeah.
Get to know me.
Right?
Yes. Actually, there are people who already know you in the audience. Uh-oh. We have some hooligans here.
You do?
Yes! How fun, how crazy.
It's so nice, and it's so nice to have the fans here, and we've had this huge Droughtlander. It's been, you know...
Droughtlander!
And now we're finally back on.
Maybe so you need a Droughtlander.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, it is design week on the show. We are talking all things design.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you have any design loves or dislikes?
Any design loves or dislikes? I recently moved house, actually, in Scotland, and I have this old tavern that has been done up, and so I love it.
Do you live in an old tavern?
I do, which is probably quite fitting for me, to be honest.
I did a deep dive on your Instagram,
oh.
And you are all about the spirits, pun intended.
Yes, not the ghosts.
No, but the imbibable ones.
The imbibable ones. Yes, I have a whiskey brand, and we recently released a tequila as well. So.
You are everywhere with your best friend and in kilts, and I heard you love a kilt.
I do.
I have to ask you, do you wear it traditionally?
Whoa. What do you mean by that?
You know.
It's a little breezy.
I heard that's the traditional way to wear a kilt.
It is absolutely
al fresco.
True. Al fresco, It's liberating. Riding a horse in a kilt can be interesting, but it's great. I've just come back from New Zealand. I've been shooting my travel show, Men in Kilts, and my good friend Gray McTavish, we do obviously wear kilts while
and exploring. Do you wear them traditionally?
And we may do, yes.
Skirt right now, and I cannot imagine.
And are you tradition? I don't even know. I don't even know why I'm asking you this.
But you can.
I can. I'm allowed
I'm
to.
I'm wearing underwear.
Oh, you're crazy. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're doing it all wrong.
I'm starting to rethink it.
Yeah, you should.
I have two daughters, though. I would literally not allow them to ever wear a skirt with no underwear, so I guess that's the problem.
The kilt is very heavy material, okay? And there's a lot of fabric
there. There's still a giant open vent. I mean, what happens? Okay. What happens if you fall? And I don't know, either that or
I mean,
when I fall, it's like I eat it, I roll, you know? Yeah,
well, actually, the Scots, they used to go into battle, and they would. They would take their kilts off and sometimes just run into battle just in their shirts, like just to scare the opposition or to thrill the opposition. I don't know.
How does one keep in battle if you're like...
Just completely nude? Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't tried that one, Drew, but I might in the future. There's a common theme here I'm beginning to see, but yeah. Yeah, no, I
know I was going to ask about your bedroom for Design Week, but yeah, what's your bedroom like?
My bedroom? Well, funny enough.
It's just, it's for the fans, Sam. I'm not asking for myself. It's for all of, I'll just throw myself in with you guys, hooligans.
Hooligans. So what does my bedroom look like?
Yeah, what kind of style of bedroom do you have? Like, what decor do you like? Mm. What's your bedroom look like?
A big bed, Drew, and
big bed, posts.
Big posts, and no, I love. I'm sort
of furs,
furs, candles, firelight, yeah, soft music. It's great. You should come on over.
And not a pair of underwear in sight.
Never. We burn it. Yeah.
You know, all of us are hoping that you're slightly serious.
Oh, I'm serious.
In this season of Outlander, is it true that you asked an intimacy coach for, and if so, what?
Yes, it is true, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Why? Because I'm like, wait, you guys have been together for all these years. Mm. You must have rhythm for days.
Right.
And chemistry.
Rhythm.
You know, and I actually didn't even mean that sensually speaking.
No, of course. I'm trying not to make any sort of innuendos here, but
that would be so inappropriate.
It would be so wrong. No, an intimacy advisor, you know, is kind of a more common practice now in the industry. When we started, we were totally green. You know, in your career, you've had to do similar stuff, and as an actor or actress, you're kind of just thrown in the deep end. And we sort of found our way through it together and we've supported each other through it. But actually, bringing someone on board means we're all more supported and we can find new ways to, I guess, be more intimate and to add more to those scenes. So I think it's a really welcome addition.
Sounds like people should bring them into relationships.
Let's just all get an intimacy advisor, right?
What did you learn? What can you teach us?
You'll have to watch the show.
So smart. You're single.
Wow. Why are you asking?
Well, because I heard... for the hooligans.
Oh, for the hooligans. Okay.
I actually heard that you want to put career ahead and put romance in the back seat. Is that still true?
Oh, I never said that. I don't think, Drew Barrymore. But I certainly... You know, the job is so all-encompassing and we spend so much time on set and it works. So, yeah, but I'm open to something. I'm not sure what I'm saying I'm open for, but I'm open.
Well, I know we've been talking about clothing with you. One of the things that I was curious about was I heard that you... something with you in a Batman costume.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't just wear that to bed. But, no, I did an arena tour years ago now, but of Batman Live, which is basically like a sort of Cirque show meets Batman, and I played Batman and Bruce Wayne, and I still have actually the cowl from our Batman show. It's pretty cool.
Oh my God, that's you.
Oh God, yeah, there we are. Yeah.
By the way, I was in a Batman movie.
You were.
I was.
You were.
I was.
You were in Batman.
There's me.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
So we have Batman in
common. Wow. Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Okay, so while you're in New York,
yes.
I heard that you might be on the quest for the perfect bagel.
Oh, my God, yes.
Is this true?
It is true. I've been desperate to have one. I've been asking people for the best bagel place.
Okay, so if it's okay, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we brought, like, a whole host of traditional, amazing, rad, authentic, high-end,
yes.
like the real deal bagels.
Why were we talking, Drew? Why don't we eat just
Let's
bagels?
Let's get into the kitchen,
Let's
Sam!
Let's go do bagels.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.